Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Now at 8 on Fox 50, former President Trump is preparing to surrender ahead of his historic arraignment. You're looking live at Trump Tower in Manhattan, where Trump spent the night.
Move right now. Coming up, I'll let you know when this rain will clear out and warmer temperatures will build in.
More than 100 people are planning to speak out against a rezoning plan for Shaw University. We're live at campus right now, walking you through what that plan is and why people say it's not the right move.
A lot of news to get to this morning. We're always glad you're with us here on Fox 50. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, a little springtime turbulence here behind us, but the payoff is going to be great a little bit later. Nice. I mean, we're talking 80s right now. Peter Shearwood in the WRO Severe Weather Center with a look at that radar again.
You can already see some sun trying to peek through our camera there at Dix Park. We are looking at beautiful conditions to move in for this afternoon. We are going to get the rain that is out there to continue to clear out. We are seeing showers across western or eastern Johnson County this morning, moving into western Wilson County. Some of that rain will stream into Edgecombe and Nash County for this morning. We expect drier conditions all across the viewing area by late morning. Into the afternoon, we will get some sunshine to move in. Looking live at Clayton, the streets are wet right now. Most of the rain out of that area, and clouds are going to continue to break apart today. Look for some sunshine into the afternoon. It's currently 59 degrees. We have a lot of cloud cover around for this morning. We will get temperatures to warm up into the 70s for the lunch hour. If you want to go for a nice walk around 12 o'clock, we'll be at 73, 79 by 3, 80 for the afternoon high. And our temperatures are going to continue to warm up for this week. Not only are we going to warm up, we are going to see rain build in. Coming up, I'm going to let you know how soon showers and thunderstorms will make a comeback. Brian.
802 right now as we take a look at traffic in South Raleigh with that live camera at I-40 at Lake Wheeler Road. And on that westbound side, looking pretty busy out there. We had an earlier crash on 40 westbound right around the US 1 interchange. It's starting to improve as you get closer to the US 1 interchange heading away from Gorman Street, but we're still seeing some sluggish traffic from around the South Saunders Street area out toward Gorman Street. About a 7-minute backup overall, so be ready for those slowdowns as you head through South Raleigh. Once you get to US 1, it looks pretty good heading toward Wade Avenue and beyond. Tracking some delays right now on 440 eastbound from the I-40 interchange out toward Western Boulevard in Raleigh. Also a little bit of a slowdown on 440 westbound heading away from Glenwood Avenue down toward the Wade Avenue area. And on the north side of Raleigh, a crash at Lewisburg Road at Valley Stream Drive, creating some pretty big backups on that southbound side of Lewisburg Road heading away from 540 and Fox Road back down toward New Hope Road. You might consider using Capitol Boulevard as a better alternate route if you're coming in from 540 this morning heading down toward the 440 interchange in Raleigh. On the south side of town, heading away from Fuquay Varina up toward Garner, look out for a crash on 401 around 1010 Road, seeing some pretty heavy northbound delays right now. In Durham, everything's looking fine on 85 and I-40, but we are picking up some backups in both directions of 885 right now. Live sensors indicating about a 4-minute delay on the northbound side of 885 from I-40 up toward I-85, and on the southbound side of 885, about a 2-minute slowdown. Most of that is right around that 147 interchange. Change.
Brian, thanks. In just a few hours, Donald Trump will become the first former president in U.S. history to face a judge on criminal charges. You're looking live at Trump Tower, of course, where Trump spent the night ahead of his arraignment today. New York City officials increasing security around Trump Tower and the courthouse. The mayor asking people to remain peaceful.
Our message is clear and simple. Control yourselves. New York City is our home, not a playground for your misplaced anger.
Trump's legal team says he will plead not guilty to around 30 charges linked to alleged hush money payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. We'll learn exactly what those charges are later today. Here's what we know about what will happen when Trump is processed in the courtroom. He will be formally placed under arrest. He will not be handcuffed. He will be fingerprinted. It's not clear if he'll have a mugshot taken, though. News cameras will not be allowed inside the courtroom thanks to a late-night order from a judge. Photographers will be allowed to take still pictures of Trump and the courtroom before the hearing starts. The district attorney in this case will speak after that hearing. Trump plans to speak when he returns to Florida later today.
There's a plan to build towers 20 stories tall on the campus of Shaw University, but it's getting a lot of pushback. Data obtained by WREL shows more than 100 people want to speak against it at a Raleigh City Council hearing tonight. WREL's Laura Levine is at Shaw with why this months-long debate is getting so heated. Laura.
Well, standing here on campus, it is pretty hard to miss the signs of history. But behind me, you'll see that there is a new look at the possibilities for the future. We're talking about the Shaw U District, the new redevelopment plan that's under consideration. Some people believe rezoning the campus will erase its history, however, while others say it is a great opportunity to update campus amenities. About 7 people have signed up to speak in favor of the rezoning tonight. 141 have signed up in opposition. The university did make some adjustments to its rezoning request, including lowering the maximum building heights to 30 stories and 20 stories on various parcels and stepping down the building heights closest to the residential neighborhood on the south side of MLK Jr. Boulevard. The vice president of real estate tells us rezoning approval is vital to update aging infrastructure and to build more student housing. In an interview last month, Shaw's president shared the same sentiments.
Shaw has to do these kind of things in order to be able to attract the best and the brightest to our campus. Shaw University wants to have the ability to utilize its knowledge, expertise, and partnerships to do the best for the university.
So after this next vote, if approved, university leaders say that they will spend nearly a year working on a master plan again. That meeting begins at 7 o'clock. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
Well, new this morning, you'll start seeing the impact of a rise in oil prices the next time you stop for gas. In an update around 3 o'clock this morning, AAA reported an average of $3.36 for gas in North Carolina. That's about the same as yesterday, but up several cents from this time last week. And experts think the upward trend will continue. They say it's the result of OPEC Plus, which is a group of 23 oil exporting countries, making a sudden cut to production over this past weekend. That will take effect next month. UNC chief economist Gerald Cohen says it could also hurt efforts to slow inflation.
The production cut by OPEC pushes prices higher, and as a result, you're going to see upward movement, if all else holds, to inflation in the month of April. And that makes, and you've seen some in the headline numbers, some declines. And so you'll likely see some reversal in that. And so it makes the inflation problem worse.
Cohen says while gas prices will go up, he doesn't expect them to be as high as last year.
Durham leaders say they want to move on from all the drama within city council and work on bigger issues facing the Bull City. City council did not vote last night on censuring council member Monique Holsey-Hyman. She is under investigation for extortion and for allegedly using a city staffer to work on her own personal campaign. Last night's meeting was the first since a heated exchange that included a shouting match between council member Deidreana Freeman and Mayor Pro Tem Mark Anthony Middleton. About the accusations is what they were fighting about. The mayor said the council needs to keep its focus.
I ask that we allow law enforcement to do its job while we continue to stay focused and move our city forward.
The SBI is investigating those allegations against Holsey-Hyman.
Well, if you vote by mail, some state lawmakers are trying to change how long you have to get your ballot in to make it count. A House committee will discuss a bill today that would ban boards of elections from accepting ballots that arrive after Election Day. The only exception would be for military voters. Right now, ballots are counted as long as they're postmarked by Election Day and arrived within 3 days. Advocates of the bill say it would help restore public confidence in the election system. Opponents say it would invalidate thousands of otherwise legal votes.
UConn is the NCAA basketball champion once again. The Huskies finished off the tournament with a 76-59 win over San Diego State in the title game last night. It's the fifth title for UConn, winning the men's national championship. And Connecticut coach Danny Hurley, the brother of former Duke star Bobby Hurley, said the win is a dream come true for his team.
This was our vision. This was our dream. This is what we talked about when we recruited these guys, that we could get together and do something big like this.
The Huskies now tied with Duke for the fourth most championships all time, and UNC is one ahead of them with six.
All right, we're coming up at 8:10 now. Dramatic video shows fast food workers and customers stopping an attempted robbery in Raleigh. Well, the person who recorded this video says he was thinking as this all unfolded.
Also, the Harlem Globetrotters will be in Raleigh today. We'll have details on a clinic to help kids hone their skills. That's coming up.
Light showers will continue to move out. Temperatures warming up into the 80s over the next 3 days. And then the big cool down will arrive. Coming up, I'll explain the unsettled weather that will come with highs in the 50s for the end of the week.
.13 is the time right now. Boy, it's such a big week for golf. It's Masters Week. As we look live right now, Pinehurst Resort and Country Club, home of the famed Pinehurst No. 2, the 2024 Men's U.S. Open Championship, on its way next year. We look forward to that. A little cloudy down there right now as you watch WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. And we are seeing that from the Sand Hills all the way up here to the Triangle and further off towards the coast as well. Clouds hanging around there. Peter Shearwood in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
Those clouds are thick this morning, and in some instances, the clouds are producing some showers. Checking out our dual Doppler 5000, most of the rain now exiting Johnston County, and we see some of that rain entering Wilson County. So Wilson, you are dry. The slow-moving rain off towards the west will continue to move towards the east, and we're going to get that to develop across Edgecombe and Nash County for this morning. Once that clears out, dry conditions will be possible for all of us today. And clouds that are thick will gradually break apart. Do expect some sunshine today, especially after the lunch hour. That sun will be moving in for our western counties first, and then that will move towards the east. It is shaping up to be a lovely day if you want to spend some time outdoors. But we are tracking severe weather across the Midwest, and what could unfold heading into the afternoon and evening? A level 4 out of 5 severe risk in place for Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, all the way down far south as Arkansas. This is very important for areas in the Midwest because they already saw a round of severe storms last Friday that produced long-lived tornadoes. Outlined here, you can see the little polygons. This is just an outline of where tornado warnings developed last Friday. We know there was a lot of destruction in this region, and today they're gearing up for another round. If you have friends and family in the Midwest down to the south, give them a call. Let them know, hey, you need to be weather aware for today because this front is going to bring a round of severe storms. It's going to move towards the east, and by the time we head into tomorrow, it's taking shape across the Ohio River Valley, damaging wind speeds, and the tornado threat will increase. By Thursday, a level 1 risk for severe storms in place for North Carolina. That's mainly for the western areas, including a sliver of Mecklenburg County, Virginia. Damaging wind speeds will be the main threat. But keep in mind, this system is going to continue to weaken as it moves closer and closer to us, providing some showers and thunderstorms starting off on Thursday. And depending on where this system sets up leading into the weekend will be dependent on how much rainfall we see. We can see those showers move in Thursday, setting up across the south on Friday. Likely to see waves of rain move in for Saturday, mainly for our southern areas, and that'll be the case on Sunday as well. Stay tuned to the forecast because where an area of low pressure develops will also be dependent on just how much rainfall we're expecting on Sunday. It's quiet out there. Looking live at Raleigh, 59 degrees right now. You'll need those jackets in the closet today. Don't grab them. We're heading to 80 degrees for this afternoon with sunshine building in, 87 tomorrow, 82 on Thursday, and then the cool down moving in, highs in the 50s starting off on Friday, Brian.
It is 8:17 right now, Pete, as we check traffic around the Triangle. A crash reported on Rock Quarry Road, not too far from Jones Sausage Road on the southeast side of Raleigh here in the past couple of minutes. It is a minor crash, not causing too many big problems. An update on the delays that we've been tracking on 40 westbound through South Raleigh. Still have a report of some police activity on 40 westbound around the U.S. 1 interchange, around the Avant Ferry Road area out toward U.S. 1. About a 7-minute delay overall, with most of those backups confined to Lake Wheeler Road and the Gorman Street interchange. Once you get to U.S. 1, traffic seems to be flowing a little more freely through West Raleigh. Still have this crash reported at Lewisburg Road at Valley Stream Drive, which is not too far from New Hope Road. In the past couple of minutes, sensors seem to be indicating that traffic's flowing a little more freely on that southbound side coming in from 540. Also looking a little better according to the live sensor data on 401 or Fayetteville Road, leaving Fuquay Varina heading into Garner with a crash reported right around 1010 Road. We're not measuring any big backups through that area at the moment. Taking a look at Durham, we're in good shape for the most part on 885, a little bit of a northbound delay from Cornwallis Road through TW Alexander. And as we take a live look at I-40 at Fayetteville Road on the south side of Durham, that traffic heading toward the left side of your screen eastbound, we are not seeing any delays right now on eastbound 40 from 15501 all the way out to 885.
Brian, thanks. Well, we wanted you to take a look at some tense moments caught on tape. You're looking at Chick-fil-A workers and a customer working together to tackle and restrain a man who tried to rob a drive-thru worker. This happened at the Chick-fil-A on Capitol Boulevard during the lunch rush Friday. A customer who recorded the takedown on his phone says he wanted to get it on video to ensure everyone's safety, including the suspect, when police arrived.
Whatever was going to take place with this guy, it would be done in a, as, for lack of better terms, as fair as possible.
As a word on the charges that suspect faces, Chick-fil-A gave us a statement saying the safety of its customers and employees is top priority.
Raleigh police say they'll ask a judge to release body camera video of a man firing at vehicles and officers near Ligon Middle School as parents dropped off their children. Monday, police identified the gunman as Jorge Vega Lasama. The first 911 call came from a teacher inside the school before 7 a.m. This was a week ago. Another caller said the suspect tried to open a car door at a stoplight. A five-day report says Vega Lasama fired at three responding officers, and they returned fire, killing him. More legal drama for former President Donald Trump. His lawyers are asking a judge to dismiss a wrongful death lawsuit against him filed by the family of Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick. Protesters attacked Sicknick during the January 6th Capitol riot. He died days later. The suit claims Trump egged on his supporters during a rally shortly before the attack on the Capitol. Trump's lawyers say Sicknick's family is ignoring other comments Trump made on January 6th, urging protesters to be peaceful.
New traffic signs are going up in downtown Raleigh, stopping drivers from turning right on red. The no turn on red signs come after a state employee was hit and killed back in 2019. In the last year alone, Raleigh police say two pedestrians have been hit and injured. The city is in the process of installing nearly 200 similar signs. All of the signs should be in place by May 16th. Well, today we'll get a better idea of the possible changes coming to RD International, where you're looking live. The Airport Authority Board is holding a special meeting at 5 to talk about getting some new technology. The board will consider installing credit card machines for parking lots on the property.
Employees at some Triangle area businesses are starstruck by surprise visits from some of the music industry's biggest stars. So Dreamville was here right over the weekend. And check this out. Usher stopped by Big Ed's restaurant in Raleigh, snapping a photo with the staff there. And Fayetteville-based rapper and festival creator J. Cole was looking for a Raleigh-based tailor to make personal tweaks to his shirts. We spoke with the tailor, who jumped right into action after receiving last-minute calls and texts from J. Cole's team.
And I was like, stop everything. Let's lock in. Let's make this happen. It's now 9:00.
Yeah, both entrepreneurs say J. Cole and Usher are by far the biggest stars they have met since doing business.
I love that. It's 9:00.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, the Super Mario Brothers movie is set to dominate theaters this weekend, but as Rick Domenichello reports, it's not the only highly anticipated film.
Just take it all in.
When's the last time you heard someone say something that interesting?
Owen Wilson dons a permanent paintbrush as Vermont's leading public television artist in paint. The happy little trees sprout in theaters Friday.
Renfield, your sole purpose in life is to serve me. Now, let's eat.
Dealing with a toxic work environment of having Count Dracula as a boss is just one of the storylines in Renfield. The horror comedy starring Nicolas Cage and Nicholas Holt definitely earned its R rating and creeps into theaters April 14th.
Let me just be normal and regular like everybody else. Just please, 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 please.
Judy Blume's classic story of adolescence comes to the big screen in Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. The coming-of-age comedy arrives April 28th.
George should change his name from Poor Man to Poor Man.
To hurt.
No, go, Stranger!
What's my name now, fool?
Foreman is the new heavyweight champion of the world.
The life of a boxing legend is portrayed in the extra-large titled Big George Foreman, the miraculous story of the once and future heavyweight champion of the world. The film's box office battle begins April 28th. Getting an extra-large popcorn in Hollywood, I'm Rick Damigella.
It's going to be a busy weekend at the box office.
Certainly is. That big George Foreman.
Ooh, remember him. Well, the Harlem Globetrotters are in Raleigh today.
Coming to Lake Lynn Community Center. Hot Rod Scooter will put on a clinic helping the kids hone their skills and have a whole lot of fun. The whole squad will be here later this month in Raleigh as they take their world tour to PNC Arena on the 16th.
And get this, a groundbreaking discovery finds plants can cry. We'll explain.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And a pleasant good morning to you. I'm Ken Smith. Hope you're having a good morning. Getting started in a cloudy way this morning. Let's get over to meteorologist Peter Sherwin in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Clouds for this morning, but the hope is we can see some sunshine into the afternoon to brighten up your day. We also have some very light showers that continues to move towards the north and the east. Now moving into Wilson County. Wilson, you're starting to see some very light rain at this hour. That is going to continue before we see drier conditions move in. Today will be a mostly dry day once that rain clears out. It's currently 63 in Rocky Mount, 59 in Raleigh and Durham. By this afternoon, if you're out and about, we're heading to 80 degrees. It is going to be very warm out there. Make sure you grab the water bottle. Why not?
Peter, just getting reports of a crash in West Raleigh at Wade Avenue at Ridge Road near the Beltline. Apparently a crash with injuries. Seeing some pretty heavy delays in both directions right now on Wade Avenue near 440. Taking a look at your major approaches into Raleigh right now. Pretty quiet morning overall. No delays showing up on 40 westbound heading out of Johnston County and into Garner. Just a 3-minute delay showing up right now on the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest. We'll head over to Durham. 85 looks good heading out of Hillsborough into Durham. If you're coming out of Chapel Hill into Durham, 40 eastbound wide open. Right now, we are picking up a little bit of congestion on the northbound side of the Durham Freeway, 885 from I-40 up to the 147 interchange, about a 4-minute slowdown.
A plan to build towers as tall as 20 stories on the campus of Shaw University is getting pushback. More than 100 people are expected to express their thoughts at a public hearing at tonight's Raleigh City Council meeting. Some believe rezoning the campus will erase its history. Others say it's a great opportunity to improve amenities. More local news on Fox 50 and the...
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Right now at 8:30, former President Trump is preparing to surrender ahead of his historic arraignment. This is a live look on the left side of your screen here. Trump Tower, where he lives in Manhattan. Trump spent the night there.
And we are going to see rain clear out and warmer temperatures build in today. How warm our afternoon will get.
And a cut in oil production coming as a big surprise. Coming up, we'll tell you what experts are saying about what we could expect to see in our area when it comes to gas at the pumps.
And how that could potentially affect inflation as well. We're so glad you're with us here at 8:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. And you see right here behind us, Dick's Park, cloud cover over the capital city. But he's going to warm up.
Yes.
And that's the good news.
A lot.
Let's get to meteorologist Peter Sherwood in the WRA Severe Weather Center.
It is going to warm up. So, you know, all those spring breakers who are still in town, you guys are... looking forward to a beautiful day out there. We're still seeing some showers this morning, and it's mainly across some of our eastern counties, moving into Wilson County right now. Light showers possible. We are seeing that move along the I-95 corridor there. We are going to see that batch move out, and scenes like this will be moving in. Taking a live look at Chapel Hill, and we are seeing some sunshine filter in. That sun will be very bright as we head into the afternoon for all of us, as clouds will gradually clear out. We are going to see the sun for the west first, and then likely to see sunshine move into some of our eastern counties later this afternoon. Let's go ahead and talk about our temperatures right now, because we are seeing mild conditions. It is warmer this morning compared to yesterday around this time. 59 in Durham, Goldsboro at 62, 60 degrees in Southern Pines. And come this afternoon around lunchtime, we'll be in the lower 70s with a high temperature of 80 degrees. The warming trend won't stop here. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much warmer we'll get as we head into tomorrow.
Thanks, Pete. In just a few hours, Donald Trump will become the first former president in U.S. history to face a judge on criminal charges. This is a live look at Trump Tower in Manhattan, where Trump spent the night ahead of his arraignment today. New York City officials have beefed up security all around Trump Tower and at the courthouse, and they're asking people to remain peaceful. Trump's legal team says he will plead not guilty to around 30 charges linked to alleged hush money payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. We'll learn exactly what those charges are today. Here's what we do know will happen when Trump is processed in the courtroom. He'll be formally placed under arrest. He will not be handcuffed. He will be fingerprinted. It's not clear yet if he'll have a mugshot taken, though. News cameras will not be allowed inside the courtroom thanks to a late-night order from a judge. Photographers will be allowed to take still pictures of Trump and the courtroom before the hearing starts. The district attorney in this case will speak after the hearing. Trump plans to speak when he returns to Florida later today.
Well, the plan to build towers as tall as 20 stories on the campus of Charlotte University is getting some pushback. Data obtained by WREL shows more than 100 people want to speak against this plan at tonight's Raleigh City Council meeting. WREL's Laura Levine is at Charlotte University with why this ongoing debate is about to get heated.
Standing here on Shaw University's campus, it's pretty hard to miss the signs of all the history. But along with that history is a new look at the possibilities of the future. Take a look here. We're talking about the Shaw U District. That is what the new redevelopment plan is being called. Now, some believe rezoning the campus will erase its history. Others argue that it could be a great opportunity to update campus amenities. About 7 people have signed up to speak in favor of the rezoning tonight, but 141 people have signed up in opposition. The university did make some adjustments to its rezoning request, including lowering the maximum building heights to 30 stories and 20 stories on various parcels, and stepping down the building heights closest to the residential neighborhood on the south side of MLK Jr. Boulevard. The vice president of real estate tells us rezoning approval is vital to update aging infrastructure and to build more student housing. In an interview last month, Shaw's president shared the same sentiments.
Shaw has to do these kind of things in order to be able to attract the best and the brightest to our campus. Shaw University wants to have the ability to utilize its knowledge, expertise, and partnerships to do the best for the university.
So after the vote, if approved, university leaders will spend nearly a year working on a master plan again. That meeting begins at 7 o'clock tonight. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
Well, Smithfield police officer and the Johnson County School Board member will be in court this morning after a grand jury handed up a criminal indictment against him. We covered this controversy surrounding Ronald Johnson for months. He now faces criminal charges for extortion, obstruction of justice, and failing to discharge his duties. We told you previously Johnson was accused of secretly recording board members and sending inappropriate text messages to a school district employee. He was fired by Smithfield in October and censured by the school board that same month.
A surprise recent cut in oil production could soon mean higher prices at the pump and a setback in the fight against inflation. AAA reported an average of $3.36 a gallon for regular gas in North Carolina, and it's about the same as yesterday, but it's up 5 cents from this time last week. WRL's Naya Harden explains why experts think this upward trend will continue.
Well, do you remember getting gas this time last year, what it felt like? Gas prices were $3.95 a gallon last year around this time. Well, gas experts say we will feel that pinch again. And prices aren't expected to be as high as last year, according to Gas Buddy expert Patrick DeHaan. But he does say that here in Raleigh, we could see gas prices this summer go up by 20 cents. This comes after OPEC Plus, a group of 23 countries that export oil, suddenly cut production Sunday. While OPEC's decision comes as a surprise to many experts, DeHaan says OPEC is doing this because they predict lower demand this year.
A lot of Americans did hit the road last year in light of the fact that last year, at least for summer, the mask mandate was gone, and a lot of Americans hit the road even with record high gas prices because the state of the economy was much stronger, arguably, last year than where it is today. And so it could mean a bit of a slowdown for tourism.
Some experts have predicted this will cause problems for inflation. DeHaan tells us he doesn't think that will be the case. You can go on the WREL News app to find the lowest gas prices in your area. Just search the words fuel tracker. Nye Harden, WREL News in Garner.
The former top aide to ex-Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has died after a confrontation with FBI agents. Nearly 3 weeks after Roy McGrath failed to appear in a federal court on fraud and other charges, he was captured in Tennessee yesterday. According to McGrath's attorney, as the FBI moved in, a shot was fired. FBI agents returned gunfire. McGrath died from a gunshot wound, but it's not clear if it was self-inflicted or from those FBI agents.
Well, today a push to end yearly emissions inspections and scale back safety inspections for your car will get its first big test. A state Senate committee will hold a hearing on a new bill to address both issues. In addition to ending emissions inspections, the bill would only require you to get a safety inspection for your car once every other year instead of yearly.
Well, there's been big celebrations on UConn's campus this morning. The Huskies are national champs once again, beating San Diego State 76-59 in the title game last night. This is the fifth time UConn has won the men's national championship since 1999. The Huskies are now tied with Duke for the fourth most championships of all time. UNC is one ahead of them with six.
I think my family is a major part of my success right now, you know. Every time I do something, like I think about them, you know, David is on. You know, I go high every day, so I know for sure they're watching this game. I know for sure they're proud of me, you know.
Huskies are now tied with Duke for the fourth most championships of all time, and as I said, UNC won ahead of them. Now, UConn, Adamo Sanogo, credits his family for success that he had during that tournament, the most outstanding player.
Congratulations to them. Well, 8:38 now, psychedelic drugs may one day be a legal treatment for PTSD in North Carolina. Up next, a movement happening in the General Assembly to push for that change.
Plus, a new report finds a significant portion of the world's population is struggling with infertility. Just ahead, a look at what the World Health Organization says can be done to help address the problem.
And as we head to break, here's a live look at the WREL Azalea Gardens, courtesy of the WREL Live Cam Network. We encourage you to come down and visit us from dawn till dusk. The flowers are in bloom and look beautiful. Welcome back at 8:42 as we take a live look at the Bulls City. You can see right there part of the Durham Bulls Athletic Park, some of the homeowners there in those condos, and of course the Lucky Strike Tower. It's clearing up a little bit over in Durham, and depending on where you are, you might be seeing the same thing because many of us woke up to a bit of cloudy skies this morning. Let's get over to meteorologist Peter Sherwood and the WSB Weather Center tracking our day.
Yeah, there's a lot more sunshine in some of our western counties this morning. We're still tracking some light showers that are moving through our viewing area. And as I zoom in here, you can see in Edgecombe County as well as Wilson County, there's still some very light pockets of rain moving through Middlesex. And we are seeing some of that just to the north and west of Wilson. Rain will continue to lift towards the north and east there and elsewhere. where the clouds will be breaking apart. This is a live look at Clinton, and we are working on some of the cloud cover that's out there. We do anticipate some sunshine to build in as we head into the afternoon with decreasing clouds and warm temperatures building in. This evening, it is going to be pleasant. We're in the 80s for this afternoon. By the time we head into this evening, we're seeing temperatures in the 70s. It'll be dry for the rest of the day, and we are going to get sunshine to build in. So make some outdoor plans if you don't have any plans for today. Maybe go for a walk around the lunch hour. Extend that walk. We'll be at 73 degrees by 12 o'clock, 80 degrees for the afternoon high. And if you want to head out to the WRAL Azalea Gardens, it is also going to be a nice day to do so with those temperatures in the 80s. Keep in mind, we should be in the upper 60s around this time of the year, and that's not going to be the case over the next 3 days. We're talking about 87 degrees on Wednesday, 82 degrees on Thursday. It is very warm out there, and above normal temperatures will continue to persist all across the east coast of the U.S., but we have this dip in the jet stream that will allow us to see cooler temperatures move in for the weekend. By Easter Sunday, 65 will be the afternoon high. It's going to be a cool start with temperatures down into the 40s, but by the afternoon, it should be a pleasant one with those highs in the mid-60s. There's a small chance of rain, especially in our southern areas. Keep checking back with us as the stationary boundary moves across our region. Just depending on where it sets up, we can see our rain chances very dependent on that. So we are going to be dry the next 2 days. We have the front moving through that will bring us rain on Thursday, some showers and thunderstorms possible. And depending on where that front sits as we head into Friday, Saturday and Sunday, we could see our rain chances go up or come down, especially on Sunday. So keep checking back with us.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, we are following reports of an avalanche in India. Rescue teams are underway right now looking for any survivors. Seven people so far have been killed. They say 17 people are injured. An unknown number of tourists are trapped right now. They say of the 17 injured, eight are very critical. Here's another picture for you of rescuers just digging for survivors. All seven people that were killed were tourists. The Army said 5 to 6 vehicles carrying up to 30 tourists are feared to be buried underneath the snow. Survivors were pulled from the snow and brought to the hospital for treatment. Again, 17 people injured, 8 of them critical, but so far 7 people dead from this.
It's terrible there, Michelle. Thank you. An effort to make the use of psychedelic drugs legal for therapy is building support in North Carolina. Three state lawmakers will join advocates at the state legislative building today to call for a new bill. They want to allow for research on psychedelic drugs to see how useful they are in treating things like PTSD. The FDA has already designated those drugs as breakthrough therapies and encouraged more research of them.
Because the one thing I'm most excited about is that we are going to carry your excitement, your aspirations, your dreams with us on this mission. Artemis II, your mission.
Yeah, that was North Carolina native, NC State grad, and astronaut Christina Cook, who will be chosen to be the first woman to fly around the moon. Cook is one of four astronauts who will be part of the Artemis II test flight mission. She's been assigned the role of mission specialist, likely using her engineering background. During the 10-day mission, they will make sure the technology and spacecraft will behave correctly for future missions. WRAL caught up with Cook's advisor while she was at NC State.
To have somebody who has all those talents and intellectual skills, but is also a terrific communicator and can inspire young people, it's great. And so watching her succeed stage after stage has just been a thrill.
And I can tell you.
Well, when asked if he had a message for Cook, Reynolds responded, "You go, girl." Cook will join NASA astronauts Reid Weissman, Victor Glover, the first black astronaut on a moon mission, and Jeremy Hansen from the Canadian Space Agency.
Pride of NC State right there. Wall Street Journal's reporting Raleigh ranks 5th in the U.S. job market. The city's workforce has increased nearly 4%, with technology and hospitality jobs up nearly 9% since last year. The director of Wake County's Economic Development Committee says there are currently 38 active projects in the pipeline with over 14,000 new jobs. Nashville won the top spot, followed by Austin, Texas, coming in second. A new study finds plants can cry. It might make you want to never forget to water them, right? Research found plants making popping noises when they're dehydrated or stressed. They also air their grievances when their stems are cut. Humans can't hear those sounds. They're too high-pitched. But some animals like mice can probably pick up the noise. Scientists were able to figure all this out by potting plants and placing microphones near their stems.
Well, a new report from the World Health Organization reveals millions of people around the world are struggling with infertility. Jackie Ibanez takes a look at what's preventing couples from getting the care that they need and the psychological distress that can result from that.
10 fingers, 10 toes, and perfect health. That's the hope of any parent when their child is born. But a new report from the World Health Organization finds more than 17% of the global population may never get to experience the joys of parenthood, revealing an astonishing 1 in 6 people are affected by infertility at some point in their life.
Infertility is a medical condition, a medical diagnosis. When a couple have tried for a 12-month period to get pregnant and it doesn't occur.
Because the report doesn't show large variations in infertility rates among high, middle, and low-income countries, researchers say infertility is a significant global health challenge that needs solving.
There is a great demand for infertility care, for diagnosis and treatment.
The problem? Access to infertility treatments like in vitro fertilization or IVF are often limited and extremely expensive. In the U.S., the American Society of Reproductive Medicine says one round of IVF can cost anywhere between $12,000 to $25,000.
WHO is calling for greater policy prioritization of infertility.
And that was Jackie Ibanez reporting. Now, the WHO says broader access to less expensive treatment are important.
Black-owned children's bookstore Liberation Station will open its first brick-and-mortar location in downtown Raleigh this year. Owner Victoria Scott Miller said she and her family had never stepped into a Black-owned bookstore until they started their own.
I mean, it's overwhelming to think about that this is a space that we carved out for us and that everyone gets to benefit from it. Everybody is a beneficiary of the work that we do.
Liberation Station will open this June. You can look for this story on WRL.com.
And she will be joining us in our 9 o'clock hour live to talk about that grand opening. Well, loads of movie news today. Here's David Daniel with the Hollywood Minute.
We are so excited and happy to announce that a live-action reimagining of Moana is in the works.
Dwayne Johnson went back to Hawaii to announce he'll return as the demigod Maui in a live-action version of the animated hit Moana. He'll also be a producer on the film, which is in development. Johnson says he's proud of his Pacific Islander heritage, including his late grandfather, a wrestler known as the Flying Hawaiian.
When I bring Maui to life, I'm doing it in the spirit of my grandfather.
I've seen things. Things I can't explain.
Indiana Jones is heading to Cannes. The world premiere of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is set for May 18th at the Cannes Film Festival. The final installment of the iconic movie franchise is due in theaters June 30th.
I think he likes me.
Host acquired.
Who said that? It's okay. It's gonna be okay!
Alien biotech turns a young man into Blue Beetle. Sholom Adeduanya takes on the title role in the first solo movie for a Latino superhero. Blue Beetle soars into theaters to protect Palmera City August 18th. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Looks like fun.
We gotta wait, though, till
yeah,
August till that comes out, right?
My goodness. Well, the Michigan teenager is getting some help from former NBA superstar Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, he's got some big feet. Eric Kilburn, 6 feet, 10 inches tall, wears a size 23 shoe, and he's had trouble finding a good pair of shoes that'll fit him. So Shaq heard about this and reached out to him.
Well, and the thing is, Shaq has a shoe deal with Reebok, and the company sent Kilburn some shoes. Under Armour also planning to help out as well. Kilburn says he's never had this many options for footwear before. Yeah, at size 23, yeah, I get that. So hopefully, if the shoe fits, Kilburn will wear it.
If he doesn't have any options, he's yeah. got nothing. Do you see next to the football? Do you see
that? Oh, my God.
There's some big dogs,
huge.
Man. All right, before we head to break, we've got your winning lottery numbers right here. We'll be back with another check on weather and traffic. That's coming up next.